And now, the Goldbergs. Every work of sympathy that Molly Goldberg begins is carried on like a political campaign. And this time, she seems to have built better than she thought. Molly's been trying to help Mr. Edward Way, who was recently released from prison. Her help has taken the form of giving him lovely Oriane as a partner in business and holding a meeting to win the townspeople over to his side. Well, at the meeting, Oriane championed Way vigorously. And on the way home, Dr. Cater Jr., who'd been rebuffed by Oriane over minor matters before, found himself broaching a major matter. He proposed. But in the meantime, Sammy, Rosie, and Seymour, who didn't attend the town meeting, are waiting for the others to return.
Certainly should be back from the meeting by now.
Well, meetings sometimes take longer, especially when they're controversial.
What's controversial about the meeting, Seymour?
Well, it's a moral question, isn't it? Whether to accept Mr. Way as part of the community or not. To accept or exclude. That's my understanding.
What do you think will happen, Sammy?
I don't know. Did you see my book, Rosie?
No, I didn't.
Excuse me.
I don't think your book is inside, Sammy.
I see.
Well, you're not going to read it now.
Why not? Do you want to read, Miss Gove? I got it, Lauren.
Oh, I don't want to read, but just excuse me, please, Seymour.
Sure.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Why did you walk out?
Oh, I thought perhaps you wanted to be alone with Seymour.
Will you please come inside, please?
I'll be in.
Sammy, I don't know what to talk about, and I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, don't. Be sweet to him.
I'm not going in.
Oh, that's very nice.
Please, Sammy, will you please? I'm coming right in, Seymour. Your book is inside, Sammy.
I'll be right in.
But if your book is inside...
I'll be right in.
Sammy, please. All right, Seymour. Sammy, please.
Choose company and please the crowd.
Sammy, please. Oh.
Yes. I'm sure I had more time for a little bit sooner. He's having an interesting title. My one greatest thought is to improve my mind, and yet I find it very difficult to find time to do so. But a man must often choose between culture and business. It's quite a problem. I help myself to an orange. Would you permit me to peel one for you, Rosie?
No, thank you.
Oh.
I'll get you now.
Oh, don't bother.
No trouble.
Oh, thank you. Did you read this book?
No, I don't think so.
I always make a note of things I want to do in the books I want to read. Do you do that, Miss Goldberg?
No, I don't.
Well, I do. I'm not contented with myself. I want to improve. I want to be well-rounded. I want to be worthy of my desires. Maybe I haven't the right to, but I aim high. Once I get an idea into my head, I'm like a snail. I'm slow, but I get to the Miss Goldberg.
Sammy, your book!
He doesn't want to read me. I don't disturb him. Let Miss Goldberg.
Oh, your arm, Sammy.
Oh, thank you. Miss Goldberg, can we go bowling tonight?
I don't like bowling.
Movies, Rosie? I never committed myself to call you Rosie before,
Sammy,
but...
Sammy, if you're looking for your book, it's in here!
Rosie, you're finally going...
Sammy, if you want your book, it's...
Lay back, Rosie, lay back.
Lay back. Ma, Rosie, why don't you wait up
till
they're
going?
Why don't you wait up till they're going?
Hello,
Peter. How's
Birdie? How
did it go, Ma?
I guess...
Wonderful. Their family...
What kind of a family is that?
How did it go, Ma?
Wonderful, dear. Wonderful.
When your mother puts her shoulder to the wheel.
And then, Mrs. Ray, upstairs, I think. Here's Orion. It's his walking home with Dr. Cater.
Do you mind if I expire, Molly? I'm tired.
Why should I mind? I'm going to do like myself. But, Rosalie, Tammy, Tina, Jay, darling, please, not one word to Mr. Ray. I mean, about that work tonight that we had a meeting, you hear?
Please, Molly, please. Tell that to your daughter. I'm over 16. Good night.
Good night, dear. Good night. Good night. Rosalie, you heard me? Rosalie, you hear, dear?
No,
not
Mom,
one word. I don't want Mr. Ray to know that we had a meeting. Please. Did you look to see how David is? Was he covered? Was the child covered?
I will, Mom.
Oh, okay. Take my hat and coat. Just do a favor. If I fix a little tea, will you swallow the cup?
Ma, do you think you convinced everybody that Mr. Way was...
Not me, darling. Not me. I didn't need to convince you this time. Not me, darling. Oh, yeah. Oh, family, Rosie Simmons, you should hear her speak. Only a mother could speak for a child the way Orion spoke to Mr. Way.
For Romeo, for Julia.
Just wanting to fix the tea, Ma.
Please, Rosie, darling, please, please.
Oh, don't buy chickens ready for Mr. Way, if that comes here. That comes here. Oh, well, nevertheless, it was a wonderful meeting, Squirrel and Sam. That's all I'm saying.
Bobby, yes. Have
Bobby, you have to come down for the tea, darling, dear. I'll boil you and I'll see you and I'll bring you up, darling.
Do you mind if I stay for tea?
Well, why should I mind, Mother?
Oh, thank you.
I'll take my books in there.
Sammy, would you give me a list of books I could read?
No, Marge.
It's Mr. Way.
Oh, Mr. Way?
Yes.
Thank you. Is Orion...
Yeah, she'll be in soon.
Yeah, Ma, let me help you.
Did you say Dr. Cater and...
Yes, Orion and Dr. Cater, they'll
be
in very soon. Family, I just
want you
to take something
off
the
coffee
committee.
Excuse me,
yeah. Please. Well, Mr. Wayne, how's your chicken business progressing?
Slowly.
You've got many customers lined up?
Not yet.
I have the greatest faith in the future of your business.
Thank you.
I'm an ambitious individual myself, you know. I have great hopes and a strong determination to bring them to fruit.
Have you?
Oh, indeed. For instance, Mr. Way, you needed a salesman, a person with drive and enthusiasm, a man with a fluent tongue, a man who would refuse to accept no for an answer. Why, this man could help you and help himself at the same time.
That's true.
Mrs. Gilbert,
did Mrs.
Leland go to
Dr. Cater's
house
this evening?
No, 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 not at all.
I know, Mr. Way, that at the present I'm employed in a menial capacity at the mill. But my mind is continually on the outlook for opportunities, Mr. Way. I'm willing to work on a strictly concentric basis because I have the greatest confidence in my success. A man with my kind of ambition can't be stepped down.
What kind of ambition is your kind, Seymour?
The do or die type, Mr. Way. There's a certain young lady for whom I have the strongest and the noblest emotions. I intend someday to have the honor of having her for my wife, if she'll have me. Do you think I ever want her to be in want, to have to do her own housework? Not me. It's the way when I marry, I'm going to offer the woman of my heart a lap of luxury to recline in. And for that, you need money. That's why I have ambition.
You're bound to fail if your ambition is to have money.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, Mr. Way.
Is Mrs. Leland walking back to Dr. Taylor from his house?
No, no, no,
no. There's nothing
that
is telling me. Mr. Way, what's wrong with the ambition to get money? I don't want it for myself. I want it for my future partner in life. For myself, all I desire is to better myself culturally, to be familiar with the art and literature of the wide world. I realize, Mr. Way, that an uncultivated man is worse than nothing. I'm no fool. But on the other hand, I must make myself into a financial success.
Hey, Mrs. Goldberg, it's rather late for all the
Don't worry about Dr. Cater and Mrs. Leland. She defended you the way your mother defends a child.
She defended me?
I can't tell you anymore. Suffice it to say, she defended you as a woman defends the man she loves.
Of course, Seymour is a little romantic because of his condition, but there may be more truth than poetry in his words. And Mr. Way looks startled, as if the words struck a sympathetic chord in his own heart and mind.